I'm Stan Raven. I used to be from somewhere else, but I'm not there anymore. And you are listening to WGXC Acre 90.7 FM.
Unhappy about something you heard on All Together Now? Or maybe you have a strong opinion about an issue. Energy, agriculture, the environment, the Common Core standards, or broadband access. Don't keep it to yourself. Call 518-291-9492 and leave a 3-minute message, and we'll play it on the air. Leave a 3-minute message, 518-291-9492, with your take for all you hear. Again, that number is 518-291-9492. To leave a 3-minute message that may be played on All Together Now. Thanks for getting involved in your local community.
Radio listeners, you're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Greene and Columbia counties. I'm Emily, I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia, I'm a student at Hudson High School, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're here every Monday from 3:30 to 4, talking about books.
Books we love, books we hate, but mostly books we love.
And other bookish things with our bookish friends who aren't here today, sadly.
Oh, well.
Fahim and Mashuda are usually here, but we miss them today.
We miss you.
But we're here to talk about some books. And as usual, we're going to start off with something that's not a book, but perhaps is in a book. I'm not 100% sure. It's a poem.
It's a very long poem. Hold on. I scrolled all
it's
the way down.
It's long, but short.
It's not that long. Never mind. I was reading the what's it called? The works cited, not the poem.
Works cited. Long.
Like that. That's not. I am offering this poem by Jimmy Santiago Baca. I think that's how you pronounce his last name.
Sounds right.
I'm offering this poem to you since I have nothing else to give. Keep it like a warm coat when winter comes to cover you, or like a pair of thick socks the cold cannot bite through. I love you. I have nothing else to give you, so it is a pot full of yellow corn to warm your belly in winter. It is a scarf for your head to wear over your hair to tie up around your face. I love you. Keep it, treasure this as you would if you were lost, needing direction in the wilderness. Life becomes, when mature and in the corner of your drawer, tucked away like a cabin or a hogan in dense trees. Oh my gosh, this is written weird. Hold on. In dense trees come knocking, and I will answer, give you directions, and let you warm yourself by this fire, rest by this fire, and make you feel safe. I love you. It's all I have to give and all anyone needs to live and to go on living inside when the world outside no longer cares if you live or die. Remember, I love you. It's so cute. I love that.
And you just told our radio listeners like 5 times that
yes,
you love them.
I love you all.
We hope you feel
that sounds like the perfect, that's like the perfect poem to start off autumn with all the warm and socks and the scarves and all that.
Yeah, we'll give you a little poem to warm you up.
Yeah.
Yay.
I'm ready. I'm ready for Halloween. I'm ready for candy corn. I'm ready for autumn.
Apple cider.
I'm ready for pumpkin pie. I'm ready for it all. I love it.
Yeah, I love fall too. It's a fabulous time.
It's my favorite season.
Yay, me too.
It's got
too.
All those great holidays in it.
And it finally feels like fall. I feel like for a while it still felt like summer.
For a while it was still
or it was back and forth.
I was just like, no. The season like changed like 5 times in 1 week, and I was like, this isn't okay.
Now we just have to hope that fall holds on long enough before winter starts.
Yeah.
So that we can actually experience it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to mention a couple books coming out this week that I'm excited about.
Okay.
Before we move on to some other stuff. So I have two that both have, one's a graphic novel and one has graphic elements. So one is called Skyward, Volume 1, My Low-G Life. It's by Joe Henderson, Lee Garbett, and Antonio Fabela. And it's a graphic novel comic series. So this collects issues 1 to 5 of this ongoing series that's new. And here's the little description. One day, gravity on Earth suddenly became a fraction of what it is now. 20 years later, humanity has adapted to its new low-gravity reality. And to Willa Fowler, a woman born just after G-Day, it's, well, it's pretty awesome, actually. You can fly through the air. I mean, sure, you can also die if you jump too high, so you just don't jump too high. And maybe don't get mixed up in your dad's secret plan to bring gravity back. That could get you killed.
Oh boy.
So, I don't know. I haven't heard much about it from people
that
have read it.
Is that the graphic novel?
Yeah. It sounds pretty cool. I'm curious about it. So I'm going to check that one out. And the next one is called The Agony House, and it's by Sherry Priest with illustrations by Tara O'Connor. So it's a sort of chapter book, but with pictures.
That's a menacing name.
And I don't know if you... Have you read I Am Princess X? I think that was maybe a middle school battle book after
I don't think
you
I
graduated to high school.
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, it was a really great middle school Battle of the Books book that I really liked. And so this is another book from Sherry Priest that kind of mixes in these sort of illustrative elements to the story. So here's the description. It's called The Agony House. Denise Farbert has just moved back to New Orleans with her mom and stepdad. They left in the wake of Hurricane Katrina and have finally returned, wagering the last of the family's money on fixing up an old rundown house and converting it to a bed and breakfast. Nothing seems to work around the place, which doesn't seem too weird to Denise. The unexplained noises are a little more out of the ordinary, but again, nothing too unusual. But when floors collapse, deadly objects rain down, and she hears creepy voices, it's clear to Denise that something more sinister lurks behind here, or hidden here. Answers may lie in an old comic book Denise finds concealed in the attic, the lost final project of a famous artist who disappeared in the 1950s. Denise isn't budging from her new home, so she must unravel the mystery, on the pages and off, if she and her family are to survive.
Ooh.
It sounds very fun. I just really loved I Am Princess X, which was also like a sort of mystery adventure book that involved a mysterious comic series. So I'm ready for another one of those.
That's cool.
And those both come out this week, so yay!
I'm still reading If You Don't Have Anything Nice to Say.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to read Splendors and Glooms next, but I've slowed down to a crawl because I have so much reading and textbook stuff to do for school.
Yeah.
I have some other books I was gonna read, but I can't remember them now. Wow.
happens to me all the time.
We're thinking about getting some more bookshelves.
Ah.
So that we don't just have piles of books on our floor.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I kind of limit myself in terms of book collections, where it's rather than adding more shelves, because I feel like we have the sort of ultimate number of shelves, I think, in our house that is reasonable. So at some point, if my shelves are getting too crowded and I find myself with stacks, then I make myself go through and decide which of these books do I not need anymore.
Yeah.
And then I find new homes for them.
Mm.
So that's fun.
Yeah.
Like our library's book sale. Saw a lot of books on those shelves that I was like, I gave that.
That's cool.
I'm reading a really cute book right now.
Ooh, what is it?
It's called Saving Winslow by Sharon Creech, who wrote Walk Two Moons. It's probably her most famous novel. Mm-hmm. She also wrote The Wanderer and Ruby Holler. But most people I know that have read her read Walk Two Moons. But it's called Saving Winslow, and it's about a young man named Louis who takes on caring for a baby donkey that was born a little too soon.
Aww.
And is maybe not going to make it, and he's committed. Aww. To. He's like, this Louis, or not Louis, Winslow. He names the donkey Winslow. It's mm-hmm. like, Winslow's going to survive, and I'm going to do everything I can to help him.
Aww.
And it's just very sweet.
It's cute.
Yeah. Very cute story. It's short. It's a little middle grade book. It's got a cute little donkey on the cover.
There's a little donkey on the cover. It's the cutest thing.
I am sad there aren't cute donkey pictures throughout the book.
Aww.
That's the only. There is one on the end pages where you see him sleeping on a little pile of newspapers. But yeah, it's very sweet. I haven't finished it yet, so I don't know if Winslow survives, but it seems promising. I hope he does. I'll be very sad if he does not make it. Perhaps even angry.
There seems to be a great amount of just sad farm animal books.
Mm-hmm.
You got Animal Farm, you got Charlotte's Web, which we read in middle school and devastated my entire class.
You got Babe.
I've never read
the book. I've only seen the movie.
I barely remember seeing the movie. It kind of just blended in with Charlotte's Web to me.
I like Babe more. No offense to Charlotte's Web.
Mm.
I like Charlotte's Web too, but Babe's so sweet. As a movie. As a book, I'd probably. I've only read Charlotte's Web, but I bet it's better.
Mm-hmm. So this. So you gave me this little paper here.
Yeah. So it's a special week.
Banned Book Week is September 23rd to 29th, with the theme that banning books silences stories, and it's a reminder that everyone needs to speak out against the tide of censorship. I quote from this paper I have holding in front of me. We've got a little list of banned books here.
Yeah, so every year...
I was researching a few of them before we went on, and And there's this one, number 9, Entango Makes 3, written by Peter Parnell and Justin Richardson and illustrated by Henry Cole.
So cute.
This says, returning after a brief hiatus from the top 10 most challenged list, this ALA notable children's book published in 2005 was challenged and labeled because it features a same-sex relationship. And upon researching it, I realized it was two penguins, and it's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my life.
And it's based on a true story.
It is. It's so cute. I looked at some of the pages online, and I'm just like, this is adorable.
Yeah, so it's the story of two male penguins that joined forces and, like, raised a little baby chick.
He's so cute.
I'm pretty sure after a while they ended their partnership.
I think so.
I'm pretty sure I remember hearing that. But it doesn't matter. It's still cute.
He's so cute.
But yeah, that's a sweet little book. So the American Library Association Office of Intellectual Freedom keeps track of challenges to books throughout the year. So these are ones that are either reported to them by people or that they find out about through news coverage of them. But of course, there's also a lot of challenges or bans that are not reported during the year. So there, this list is, you know, sort of the 10 key books that were banned or challenged this year. So just being on this list doesn't mean they were banned. It means that they were at least challenged. So sometimes they're challenged and it goes through a process, like whether it's a school board or a library board, or a university, goes through a process of reviewing the, challenge and making a decision on whether it makes sense to keep it in their collection.
And at number 1, no surprise, is 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah.
Which I think got, like, challenged all over again because of the Netflix series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sort of had a resurgence in popularity.
In controversy.
Because the book was really big when it...
In infamy, maybe, would be a better word. I never read the book. I know that the series is pretty graphic at some points.
Yeah. The book is as well. I read the book many years ago, so it's not fresh in my mind, but I liked it at the time that I read it, although it was very disturbing.
It was pretty popular in my school's library for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's still there. I think it is. And at number 10 is another one I heard about called I Am Jazz. I think Jazz has her own reality show now, or at least she had
one. She did at one point, at least, if she doesn't now. And this is, so I Am Jazz is the picture book that she wrote with somebody else, or somebody else wrote with her.
Jessica Herthill and Jazz Jennings, and illustrated by Shella McNicholas.
Yeah. And it's a sweet book as well about her experience as a transgender child and what that was like for her.
Yeah.
And I think I'm pretty sure she's a teen now. I don't know if she's an adult yet. But she also has sort of a middle grade biography version, which is called Being Jazz, I think, or Becoming Jazz, something like that. But it's also a nice book, an interesting experience.
A book that's not on here, but I just thought I'd bring up because my dad, while I was reading it, researched the book. Yaki Delgado was banned in a few places, too, because of some graphic parts and some language. Some language, which I think was in Spanish, but I don't know, just profanity.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, my guess is that that reason, because the book's called Yaki Delgado Wants to Kick Your Ass.
Yes.
And I think because it has a sort of curse word in the title, or what some people consider an inappropriate word in the title, I think that drew attention to it that it wouldn't have necessarily received otherwise.
There's some stronger language in the book too, I think.
Is there? I don't remember.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes titles are what catch people's attention. So I know there's an author, David Levithan, that wrote a book called Boy Meets Boy, I believe. And then he wrote a book called like Two Boys Kissing or something. But Boy Meets Boy was a sort of a love story between two boys, and there's like no sexual content in whatsoever. But just the fact that there's two male characters that are in love was enough for people to challenge it. So he sort of purposely did that, kept it very, you know,
PG.
Like PG.
Just to show that people are getting willing to get a bit kind of mad over nothing.
Yeah. And then I think with two boys kissing, it was a way of being like, and now I'm going to be right up front of it. Like, not hiding anything.
Yeah.
So I was like, the title's Two Boys Kissing, and on the cover there are two boys kissing, and I'm sure within the pages there are two boys kissing as well. So,
sorry if I keep coughing. I'm getting over a cold.
No. But yeah, so some of the other books on the list, I know The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alexie is on the list. It's, I feel like that one's been on the list since it was published.
Have you read that one?
I have, and it's one of my favorite books, actually. Although this past year, my love for Sherman Alexie has been sort of tainted by some accusations that people made about his role in the sort of, especially in the American Indian literary community. So I have trouble being a fierce advocate for his book anymore not because of the book itself, but because of him. But it is a really great book, and still love it. Still think it's a great book worth reading. Number three on the list was one that we both have read.
Drama, written and illustrated by Raina Telgemeier, who also wrote Smile, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Smile and Sisters and another one recently.
I didn't know any of her other books except for Smile and Drama. Drama because I liked it, and Smile because it freaked me out a bit.
Oh, really?
I don't do well with anything involving teeth.
Permanently scared of falling on your face?
I'm permanently scared of falling on my face. Yeah. I was permanently scared of falling on my face before I read that book.
It's a good thing to live in fear of.
Yeah.
But yeah, Drama takes place with like a high school theater.
It's in a high school like theater group. The main character is part of the backstage crew.
Yeah, and she does costumes, right?
Yes, yeah. She does costumes. And if I'm remembering the story right, two boys who are twins,
yeah.
Go to her school, one of which is gay, and I don't remember which one is which ever.
Yeah.
I've read the book so many times, I can never keep track. But if I remember right, yeah, they're doing a play, and I don't think it's a real play. I think it's just play they made up for the book. But it's about this girl and her crush on one of the twins,
mm-hmm.
and her friendship with the other twin.
I forget if she has a crush on the straight
twin. I think it's a straight twin.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what happens, because I think halfway through the story, one of the twins ends up playing a female part. And I can't remember what happens after that, because I read it, like, in intermediate school? Are you looking up a synopsis?
No, I was looking up why it was challenged and banned in school libraries. Apparently because it includes LGBT characters, which is a common challenge reason, and was considered, in quotes, confusing.
Well, I'm not helping the confusing part right now, because I'm literally just trying to stutter through the storyline. But
yeah, but I don't think it was confusing. I think it's... We're just having a hard time remembering.
I'm having a hard time remembering
the details. But we got most of it down.
Yeah.
Friendships. Set in a high school theater world. So then other books on the list. There's The Kite Runner, written by Khaled Hosseini, which was challenged and banned because it includes sexual violence and was thought to, quote, lead to terrorism, end quote, and, quote, promote Islam.
When was this book published?
I'm not sure the date. I mean, it's been in the past, I would guess in the past 20 years, but I'm not sure.
I'm wondering how recent it might be.
It's fairly recent. I guess it depends. In my lifetime. That narrows it down a little bit.
I noticed To Kill a Mockingbird is on this
list. But it's very popular. Yeah, To Kill a Mockingbird is often on the list.
I'm going to be reading that this year.
Because it's often assigned in schools.
Yeah.
And that was challenged and banned because of violence and its use of the N-word.
I've not read it yet, so I can't have any opinions on it, but it's my mom's favorite book.
Yeah, it's a lot of people's favorite
book. And I recently found out it had a sequel, which I didn't know. I didn't know it had a sequel. Is the author of To Kill a Mockingbird still alive? Because no. I can't. Her name's Harper Lee.
Yeah, she's passed away. And the sequel was actually written before To Kill a Mockingbird, but it was published after.
Oh.
So it was published recently, like in the past couple of years.
Oh.
But it was written before she wrote.
So did they like find her work and publish it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's also a book called George by Alex Gino, which is written for an elementary age child. It won a Lambda Literary Award, and it was challenged and banned because it includes a transgender child. Sex is a Funny Word.
Written by Corey Silverberg and illustrated by Fiona Smith with a Y. Smith spelled with a Y. I've never seen that before.
And I love its, so it's written by a certified sex educator and was challenged because it addresses sex education.
Wouldn't you know? Wow.
And is believed to lead children to, quote, want to have sex or ask questions about sex. Sorry. Can't say I haven't read that one, but I think that oftentimes sort of sex ed books for children
are always challenged.
Because some people have certain opinions about when children should learn those things and how they should learn them. But the trick with banning and challenging books is often these books are not in the curriculum. Sometimes they are and sometimes they're on reading lists, but often it's just a challenge to a book being on a shelf. So in challenging it, you're not just challenging it for your child and what you think is right for your child, but you're also challenging other people having access to that book and being able to make the decision for their child about when they should read it. So
yeah,
that's the tricky thing with book challenges. Mm-hmm. Another book that's on the list this year is a very popular one called The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas. It's won a lot of awards. It's very popular. It has a movie coming out this fall, so we'll see if it ends up in even more lists this coming year. And it was challenged and banned in school libraries and curriculums because it was considered, in quotes, pervasively vulgar, and because of drug use, profanity, and offensive language.
Hmm. I've never heard of that book.
It just came out in the past year or two.
Oh.
I read it and thought it was very good. I don't read these things to consider whether or not they're appropriate for school curriculum because I'm not a teacher.
Yeah.
But I didn't think it was unreasonably, like it read like a teen book. It didn't read like an adult book or as particularly vulgar.
Yeah.
And then we already mentioned Entango Makes Three and so I Am cute. Jazz. So those are the top 10 banned or challenged books for the year.
Ah.
So often people treat these lists as a reading list. They're like, oh, those are probably books worth reading because people cared enough to challenge them.
I can see that logic. I can agree with that logic, actually.
So, yeah. What do you think about book banning or challenging?
It depends. Like, I don't really think it should be done because, like, I mean, sometimes it's interesting stuff. Sometimes a kid might like want to read. I don't know. It's a complicated question. Yeah. I'd have to like think about it for longer than the last few minutes we have.
Yeah, because we do have to hand it off to the afternoon show soon. I feel like the only times I've felt really conflicted about banning and challenging, because generally I'm very like First Amendment, right to read, right to access. But every once in a while there's a book that's been challenged as a part of the curriculum or as a part of a school library where it doesn't seem like it's meant for that age group. So like there was one year when there was one, and this is one instance in like thousands of bans, but where there was a book that was in an elementary school library that was very clearly a teen book and had very sort of mature content that, yeah, I think because the author also wrote for kids and because the cover, it was like a small book and had a cover that looked maybe like a book for kids. I think they may have accidentally added it.
But oh, no.
I guess I don't know. But that's like the rare occasion when I've seen a banner challenge and been like, oh, that maybe makes sense. But yeah. So we